Hello, hello, everyone. This is Amanda Grace coming to you on this Friday evening. Welcome, everyone. Praise the Lord, except the calendar in the back is wrong. It's actually Friday, February 10th, 2023. So I did not have a chance to change the calendar. So I'm sorry about that. Shabbat shalom to our Jewish brothers and sisters out there. Baruch Hashem, yom yom, which means praise the Lord day by day in Hebrew. And we praise the Lord for that. In fact, the first line of the Shabbat prayer is Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, which is blessed are you, Lord God, King of the universe. And that is the first line of the Shabbat prayer that they do at sundown. So Shabbat Shalom to our Jewish brothers and sisters. Oh, bird video. Yes, if you haven't seen it yet, there has been a video released of me and Wally, one of our African gray parrots that is quite comical. Wally loves to talk when he is on my shoulders. He loves to be on my shoulders. When he does, he starts talking up a storm and saying everything he shouldn't say, like making certain noises he shouldn't be making. So if you can go, you go to the video section, on YouTube, it's on Rumble, it's on all of our platforms, actually, and you can watch the video of me and Wally. So hello to everyone. Grace the Dove is out and about. She's actually there right now. I had Chet out before. I'm sure he will position himself. He's up on his ladder right now there. So we have a lot to go over tonight. I'm going to open in prayer. We have a very powerful word from the Lord about appointed times. Let me tell you something. This one, there are just certain words that'll really put the fear of God in you. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So it's not a bad thing. This is one of those words. So you're definitely going to want to hear this. We will put it up on the blog. Amanda Grace, the number 4him.blogspot.com. After the word, there is some prophecy fulfilled and strange things going on that we have to go over, but we're going to do that after the word. So as everyone is coming on, let us open up in prayer and hand everything over to the Lord first and foremost. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you. We praise you that you are God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we humble ourselves before you tonight, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. We acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He was beaten. He was nailed to a cross. He died a brutal death at Calvary. That blood he shed dripped onto the mercy seat and purchased us that day and redeemed us, Lord. We praise you, Father God. He rose again in 3 days as was prophesied, ascended back into heaven and took his rightful victorious place at your right hand where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate, Father God, before your throne. And we praise you this day for that. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence in the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, to fill this broadcast, Lord, to fill this place, to lead and guide us in all wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority come forth in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, nullified, voided, disrupted, and blocked. Every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, interference, lie, slander, threat that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, Father God, would attempt, Father God, let them be dismantled in the name of Jesus Christ, destroyed and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas which you have designated, Father, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are merely the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You deserve all the glory, honor, and praise. Do your name. You are high and lifted up without your breath of life in us, Father God. We don't have life, Father. We say this day, Hashiveinu Adonai, which means come to us, Lord. We praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 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 Okay. So I'm going to show you a picture first before we get into the word, because this is a very weighty word from the Lord. And I don't take these lightly when I have to put them out. So this is not something I take lightly. I was in prayer this morning for a good long while when this word came, just ministering before the Lord, blessing his holy name, praising him, praying in the spirit, and in my office here. And this is when this word came. So I want to show you first, though, Cyrus was here today. The humor and brilliance of God is that first he sent us a lamb on Passover named Moses. And now he's sending us a German shepherd named Cyrus to the sanctuary. And Cyrus has been being introduced to all the animals because he's going to become a resident here. And so here is the lamb and the shepherd, the sheep and the shepherd today. There's Missy hanging out with her new friend. And Cyrus is, he is an incredible dog. I have to say, I truly believe the Lord is sending this dog to the sanctuary. You're actually going to meet him on Monday. So Monday, when I do the live broadcast with Clay Clark on Ark of Grace at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Cyrus is going to be up in the office with me. So you are going to get to meet Cyrus live on Monday. So mark your calendars. But here is the sheep with his shepherd. Isn't that interesting? Moses and Cyrus. Isn't the Lord funny how he does things? I'm sorry. It just makes me laugh. You just cannot outdo the brilliance of God in these matters. So I wanted to show that to you. Yes. So just mark your calendars for that, because Cyrus is going to be on. I'm sure Clay is going to have a lot to say about this dog's name. And no, we did not name this dog Cyrus. That's already his name. He's coming to the sanctuary with this name. I think that's quite prophetic. So stay tuned. Mark your calendars. You are going to meet Cyrus on Monday. But there he was with Moses, the sheep and the shepherd. Isn't God funny? So that is what I wanted to show you. And Missy has been amazing with him. Toby is warming up to him. Toby likes Cyrus, just Cyrus is very big. So Toby is getting used to his sheer size, and he's not even done growing yet. He's only 15 months old. So let us get into the word now. And then we're going to get into some other matters which are going on, which are like, oh my goodness gracious, there's just too much going on in the world, isn't there? Okay, so this word, I'm going to time stamp it. It was at approximately 7:23 a.m. I believe. No, it wasn't 7:23. What was it about? No, it was about 8 a.m. That's what it was, 8 a.m. Okay, when this word came. So let us begin, and then we'll get into the other matters after we read the word. Thank you, Lord. So this is what it says. Praise be to the Lord of hosts. His glory is likened to no other. Praise be to the one who sits on the highest throne, who rules in righteousness, who is cloaked in truth, creator of all capital things, and to his capital kingdom. Is that? No, his is not capitalized. And to his kingdom, there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, the valley of decision draws near, says the Lord. Repent, O leaders. Repent, O Pharisees. Repent, O leadership within the church, within the governments of nations, within the valleys and the buildings that touch the sky. Now is the time to repent, says the Lord. Stop your plotting and your moving of pieces as on a board. For if your soul is lost, no amount of what you could ever have could purchase your salvation. For thus says the Lord, it was my son, that's capitalized, my son who purchased man at the cross, who by his blood, that's capitalized, paid the price required on the mercy seat. In this hour, God will not, that's capitalized, be mocked. For what a man sows, therefore he shall reap, says the Lord, that's capitalized. Thus says the Lord, pentagons, breaches, that's capitalized, for it is not secure, says the Lord. For there are multiple infiltrators within that have assisted to orchestrate such spying to occur. For they have embedded, says the Lord, they have embedded. This shall surface in due season in an unusual way. They shall be caught by a novice with a sharp eye, says the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, this whole paragraph is capitalized. I am God, there is no other, and I choose whom I, the Lord, have searched the heart of. I anoint who I, the Lord, please, and those who so want to lead, your Alpha must come down, and the bridle of my word placed upon you, and the yoke of my wisdom and leading around your neck, for it shall be disastrous and a spectacle if you venture out on your own here. For you are teetering on the prodigal, says the Lord. You are teetering upon the line that Saul crossed, says the Lord. Walk circumspectly in this hour, for your valley of decision, so he's speaking to more than one here, are fast approaching. And my appointed time to appoint and commission is almost upon you. Thus says the Lord, my eyes wander to and fro across the earth. I have taken mercy and sent it forth with my holy armies, and there shall be miraculous rescues that come forth from Turkey, including a baby that I, the Lord, am keeping alive that shall be found. For the people suffer because of their leaders, and they must call on the name above all names, the name of Jesus. For it is Jesus that shall preserve and save them and their families in this hour. The leadership of Turkey shall look to lash out from these events, for that territorial spirit is stirred up, similar to the Prince of Persia. This you shall see, for the month of Adar shall be hostile in many ways, and some leadership prepares to fall, for it is the appointed time. Watch Australia, says the Lord, around this time. Watch India in this hour, and attack a country shall attempt to make their move that has been a rival whose paranoia has grown. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a faction of the body, a faction of the church has attempted to dress itself in a fraudulent coat of many colors, that's capitalized, attempted to dress itself in a masquerading spirit that calls itself tolerance. But the name is a lie, and it is coiling perversion and blasphemies, lowering my tolerance for sin, my tolerance to almost a vapor, that's capitalized, all of it. Foul lying spirit, says the Lord. My son Jesus Christ loved people. However, all capitals, he never welcomed and tolerated their sin. Never. The church is meant to be a hospital for the spiritually sick and the physically as well. However, it has become a place of keeping those sick and offering delicate dainties of deceit to them, making them comfortable to stay in the pig pens they have created. That's all capitals. I love my children, says the Lord. I am slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. All capitals here. However, I do not tolerate nor propitiate willful rebellion and make it just to stay in such. A hard correction is coming to the house of God, says the Lord, a very hard correction, for they have confused love for enabling. For confusion has gone forth to coil itself around the mind and hover upon these areas of the church. For they have left their first love. They have been lulled by doctrines that enable and grow the sin and remove the conviction from the sinner. Some, says the Lord, even preach to accept and rationalize and ratify such perversion from the pulpit, for they are attempting to make their own feelings they have been struggling with for a very long time acceptable. That is a mouthful from the Lord there. They are shepherding from an empty vessel. All capitals here. Junk food, they have so fed themselves, and they have wandered into the territory of wolves and jackals, and such shall devour them if they do not come back under my wings and take refuge. I, the Lord, am long-suffering. However, sin was birthed at the tree in the garden. I, the Lord, did not give it unto man. Man made a choice, and they, the shepherds, are at the tree. and they are making a choice, and I, the Lord thy God, shall make mine. For this is the hour where the shepherds are weighed, says the Lord. Walk circumspectly before me, me is capitalized, says the Lord. Guard your heart, armor yourselves with the armor of God, and anchor in my word, that's capitalized. One of the largest Christian, in quotations, universities shall be stripped, for they have stripped those hungry for the Holy Spirit of the counselor or the gifts and pressured them to subdue the gifts of the Spirit, and they are giving unto these young vessels stale bread. Stale bread, this is all capitals here from this point forward in this next paragraph. Stale bread that shall be thrown out in this hour, says the Lord. Stale bread, what you would call intel, much of it junk and toxic for the soul, sour wine and old wineskins, these shall be thrown out and tossed in this hour, says the Lord. It shall. For my children need a transition off the milk. They need the meat to grow. They need the meat to carry and steward what I, the Lord thy God, want to give unto them. For many have been kept on the milk by foolish shepherds who are immature in their souls and their lives, who, for what they have built, want to keep all things on the surface because, quote, it's good for business. All capitals here. You wicked servant, says the Lord, that you would give your sour, that you would give sour milk to the people to further your position. The sour milk, the stale bread, the sour wine, the old wineskins are all being exposed in this hour, all capitals here. They shall be exposed along with those who keep passing such out to be consumed. For some have prematurely entered out of obscurity, and some I, the Lord, shall send back into caves for seasons until they want to heed their shepherd and come into alignment and under the submission of my authority and rules, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, there is a time and season for everything under heaven. That's capitalized. This is the time to repent, O people of America, and come under the wings of the Lord Most High. That's capitalized. All capitals here. The Holy Spirit is going to make an announcement, and this is all capitals. And says the Spirit, the Lord High and Lifted Up has announced this day and ratified it on a scroll, his intentions and actions in this hour. O people of America, those filled with all kinds of wickedness have attempted to get your participation and agreement in poisoning the nation and binding the eagle at its wings and its feet. The Lord this day has spoken, and the eagle shall vomit out that poison, and the first cut shall be made to free its wings, that they may be lifted up to Almighty God Elohim in heaven. For the Lord from his shall strike the higher courts for planting golden calves and allowing such idolatry. For the courts were supposed to do more, and threats caused the decision to wane. Thus says the Lord, the valley of decision for the courts is fast approaching, and you judges whom the Lord has given as representatives of the judgment seat on earth, says the Spirit, the Lord has spoken, do right in this hour. Rule justly, do what is just and right and should be done for the sake of your nation. It is your choice, however. What you choose will determine how long you keep your seats. For a golden idol glares at you, seeking to completely bind you. Oh, New York. Oh, Washington, D.C. Oh, Arkansas. Oh, Arizona. Oh, England. Do not willfully go with your hands out in willful surrender to be bound by such spirits and wickedness. For your folly shall be your fall in this hour, says the Lord. Your folly shall be your fall in this hour. Thus says the Lord, the roosters have come to roost and puff out their feathers. Foolish men with your chests puffed out, your energies are being wasted, says the Lord, for the ones who focus on, all capitals here, focus on me and completely heed to my instruction shall run a race with such excellence it shall be historic, uncanny. Ask for wisdom in this hour, not power. For the mantle of wisdom welcomes in the power and authority from me, the Lord God Elohim. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Buffalo charging toward Albany, says the Lord. Now, this is like a riddle. I'm not sure what this is going to be yet. Buffalo charging towards Albany, says the Lord, for a shaking. Pray and watch in this hour, says the Lord. And says the Lord, the tampering has already begun in Iowa. This shall be revealed as operators shall abandon their posts and expose the deals being made and the money exchanged to high-level party officials. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the leadership of Iran is on a crumbling pedestal, and the innocent blood they shed is being accounted to them for their wage. For their bridge is about to fall down, for the people are desperate and crying out. I, the Lord, hear their cries, and I, the Lord, am moving upon my firstborn, he's talking about Israel, to covertly assist the people of Iran, as leadership shall be removed under mysterious circumstances, as some deep within the government of Iran are assisting Israel. The Bonhoeffers, who see the sheer evil of such leadership. I, the Lord, am protecting them, and they are assisting Israel. This is all capitals here. For a big strike and blow is coming, and it shall rattle the UN how such was done. And China shall puff up once again and be hit in the core that deflates and decompresses them yet again. Thus says the Lord, there is an appointed time approaching. Fast and pray and declare my word, that's capitalized, for this appointed time is one for my capital children, where they shall see, all capitals here, a sudden crop growth, sudden resources springing up, those who are obedient and want to submit to stewardship. Submit now, says the Lord, for there shall be a significant sign in the skies in the month of Adar to confirm this spoken this day, and incredible light. For I, the Lord, am giving gifts to my capital children at this appointed time, and I am moving them suddenly into position. Before kings and leaders, those with deep roots will go before titans of business, and my favor shall open doors for them to be salt and light and wisdom for contractions during this time will be intense but necessary to birth forth what I, the Lord, have spoken into the earth. For I, the Lord, am calling the wayward sheep back. I am calling them in the earth. Some shall even hear me call them. Now is the time to surrender for what is coming. For the government intends more harm against the people and against their opponents. For who is running the show shall be revealed, and musical chairs are being arranged to be played. Be sober-minded and vigilant, for the enemy roams about like a lion seeking whom he may devour. Armor on and sword of the Spirit in hand. Hostily pointed at the enemy in this hour. So he's talking about using the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, to hostily point it at the enemy in this hour. My children, you are appointed to take territory, and you shall in my name. Thus says the Lord of hosts, high and lifted up with my son Jesus at my right hand. Amen and amen. Oh my goodness gracious. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that is the word. There's a lot in here. It is a lot. It is sobering. It is powerful. It is poignant. The Lord is not mincing words. The Lord loves. He is absolutely good, but he still has to rule. And he rules from a place of holiness. He is a righteous judge. So this is why you're also seeing this word now, because Purim is fast approaching in March. And as the appointed times on the Jewish calendar approach, these words tend to come forth. So all glory goes to God, because we are nothing without him. We're a vapor. We're a mere vapor without him. And we need to know that seriously. We need to know that and understand that and know our place. Far, 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 far beneath him. Okay. Praise the Lord. So let's continue now that I've done the word, because the word was the most important to get out. We've got to talk about some things going on, because I'm watching some of this stuff and I am going, oh my gracious, because there's just a lot happening. So I'm going to read a few words, and I'm going to show you a very interesting article that came out to prove this, that this has begun. So these are three excerpts starting June 22nd, 2021. Okay. Zerubbabel was the governor in the books of Nehemiah and Ezra, that he was the governor of the area that they were trying to rebuild. So where they were trying to rebuild the ruin of that area, Zerubbabel was, I believe, the governor at the time. Zerubbabel shall indeed reconstruct the foundation of this nation. Joshua shall indeed stand and fight for the land. Esther shall petition kings and leaders to turn from agreements with those who hate the Lord's people and the things of God. That was the first excerpt. December 17th, 2021. The Lord said, however, there are Zerubbabels, and I, the Lord, will call them by name, and they shall become beacons and shall lead in strength and wisdom and shall help topple leadership in other states who have shackled and oppressed their people. November 10th, 2022, for I, the, capitalized, Lord your God, am appointing the Zerubbabels in this hour, governors who will raise a standard and hold that standard that I, the Lord, have begun to raise. A cry shall come out of the house, a cry shall come out of the house, says the Lord, for that has just begun to turn, says the Lord. So these are the three, and I'm going to show you. I'm going to share my screen here. This has to do with the State of the Union. Let me see here. Where is it? Hold on. Let me find it here. Oh, wait. Oh, I have it here. Never mind. It's ready right here. So let me put it up. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders delivered the Republican response to President Joe Biden's State of the Union address Tuesday night. Sanders' GOP response, Dems follow false idols as Americans lose freedoms. This is the hour of the Zerubbabels. The Lord has been calling this since 2021. This was going to happen, and these governors were going to arise fiercely opposing what was going on and helping rebuild the foundation of this nation. Calling out that they follow false idols was very bold and brave to do, because it is true. They are following false idols. They are erecting idols, around the land, trying to call forth their gods that are nothing more than fallen hosts. So this is prophecy that has now begun to be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. So I wanted to show you that. Now, there's something else here. Oh my gosh, this one. Oy vey. That's all I have to say. August 22nd, 2022. So this is August 2nd, 2022, the word of the Lord. Who have you been attending to, O wife of the president? Who have you been secretly attending to? Cutting deals to save yourself, looking for cover in the company of another, this shall be revealed, says the Lord of hosts. For all the shuffling is being brought to the surface, as even a garland shall lose their prestige for the deals they made, the blood that was shed, and the refuse that was created from such foolish, sloppy policy, says the Lord of hosts this day. Well, oh boy. So let's put up the kiss seen round the world at the State of the Union. There she is, the wife of the president and the husband of the vice president, locking lips in a way you should never do if you're married. So where there's smoke, there's fire. And this is a whole lot of burling smoke. And this points back at that prophecy from August 2nd, 2022. We're just scratching the surface with this, but this is pointing at it. Like I said, where there's smoke, there's fire. The fire is going to be exposed. So I thought I would, because this went viral when this happened. Now, given the Lord gave that word, this doesn't shock me that they would do this at the State of the Union. And Jill Biden went in for it. She didn't pull away. She didn't turn her cheek. No, no, no. She went in for it, looking for cover in the company of another. Well, stay tuned for this one because this is going to get interesting. This has a lot of twists and turns in it. So I wanted to show you that also. Pray for these people because these people, some of them are so lost with what they're doing, and just pray for them. That's all. That is something that, they need prayer for. So I just wanted to show you that because it matches a word. Like that is the beginning of that word coming to pass. So praise the Lord. I mean, praise the Lord for accuracy. I mean, that's not great what happened, but praise the Lord for accuracy. Okay. So the third one. Oh my gosh. Let's see here. The third one. Let me see if I have it here. I want to make sure I have. No, let me see. Well, I can just talk about it because it's all over. It's all over, I guess, the internet. So, December 23rd, 2022, we're going to do two excerpts here. All capitals, they will not give them false hope, for there is much of that going around to further the agendas they are building. That's capitalized. However, that false hope shall be deflated like a balloon, says the Lord. January 2nd, 2023, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a scandal that shall run down the East Coast shall make itself known into this year. It shall run down the East Coast, checkpoints, says the Lord. And same word, and the Spirit of the Lord says this day, rabbits are prey animals, seen much in spring. Look for that time for China to so be prey as they have preyed on others. They shall find themselves prey of a different kind, says the Lord. Well, the China balloon seen round the world now that was allowed into our airspace and was shot down off the coast of North Carolina. It was shot down on the East Coast. It was shot down off the coast of North Carolina is where this was. So this balloon was coming towards the East Coast, first of all. This year in China is the year of the rabbit. Rabbits are prey animals. They are hunted down. They are used for food. They are hunted down by bigger animals. So this is a prophetic prelude, shooting that balloon down and deflating it. And a decompression happening to what's coming for China. That was a prophetic prelude. Now, it should have never been allowed in our airspace, ever. And it was. And it was allowed to hover there for days as well. But the interesting part about the December 23rd, 2022 word is the last line is, that false hope shall be deflated like a balloon, says the Lord. I just find the wording of that interesting and the Lord throwing that in there. In December, and then going into more detail in January about a scandal that runs down the East Coast, talking about checkpoints, and then talking about rabbits or prey animals, and look towards the time of spring, they shall find themselves China to be a prey of a different kind. So I just found the wording of that interesting, considering what happened. And I think that's just the beginning. Like I said, that's probably the beginning of prophecy being fulfilled there. It's a prophetic prelude to what is going on with China. China's going to get more bold. Oh, we're going to get into this. Don't worry, Lisa. We're going to get into something that happened at the Grammys. And it may not be what everybody else caught, but I caught it. The Lord, I think, made sure I caught this. I'm going to put a picture up of Madonna for a minute, okay? And then I'm going to show you something. This spirit is on the move right now. Let me just put this up. Okay. Do you see the hairstyle? Do you see the golden braids in circles? Okay, everyone sees the hairstyle, right? Let's just not get into her face. Pray for this woman because she's filled with legions of demons. And so she needs to be saved. But the hair, I want you to look at the golden braids on her hair. Now, okay, everyone got a good look. Now I want to show you something. Look who's got the same braids that was installed above the New York City courthouse. The date on this is January 20th, 2023. And let's just get a close-up here of this Ishtar-looking idol with the squid-like feet coming out of a flower, which is Ishtar and Aphrodite are the same spirit, known as different names to different countries. Okay, so you had Ishtar in the Middle Eastern countries, you had Aphrodite in Greece. It's the same spirit. And look at it, it's being birthed out of some sort of flower looking thing. But look at the hair. Do you notice the hair? It is the coiling braid, the same coiling braid that Madonna, the same style she chose, is the same style on this idolatrous statue whom I believe Ishtar is behind, okay? So if you don't think this spirit is on the move right now and trying to pronounce itself and plant itself in this hour, let me see if I can get you a better picture. Hold on. Let me see here. Oh my goodness. New York City courthouse. Here, I'm going to try to get you a better. And it's 8 feet tall. I find that interesting too, but we can get into that at another time. Let me see. I want to try to find you a really good. Okay. Let me see. I'm trying to find for you. Okay. Let me see if we can share this. Here we go. And the Times headline, move over Moses and Zoroaster. Manhattan has a new female lawgiver. Move over Moses. Isn't that what they wanted to do all along? So you see, in this picture here, you can see the coiling golden braids that this statue is wearing. It is the same coiling braids that Madonna came out with at the Grammys. What I'm saying is this spirit wants influence over the law and over the airwaves. How do I know? Because this thing is planted on the courthouse, and look at how Madonna came out at the Grammys. This spirit wants influence and dominance over the law and over the Grammys. So, and I'm telling you, this goes to Ishtar. I'm just telling you that Ishtar has something to do with this. So I wanted to show you that, to show you the what's on the move right now. And the strategic areas. Where was the Grammys held in LA? This is important. Where were the Grammys held this year? Oh, interesting. Hold on. Let me see here. We'll return to usual LA venue. Home. At the crypto.com arena. Isn't that interesting that the Grammys were held in the crypto.com arena in LA? So that's how you know what territories this spirit is after. LA or California and New York, the two bookends. And New York has the stock market. It has a lot of finances. It is the carotid artery to Washington, D.C. California is where Hollywood is, where a lot of media is. So you see, the spirit wants influence over the law and the media and the airwaves. This is what the spirit wants influence over. So we have to learn to identify these things and then pray. And pray that God issues judgment against these territorial spirits, because this is no accident. This is happening now. And that god-awful golden calf of a statue, that I'm calling it, was put on top of the New York City courthouse. This is no accident. They also did that because I believe where abortion was first legalized was in New York. I think that's where the court battle took place. So this spirit is making a statement about the claim it wants from the blood of the innocent. That spirit wants that claim back because the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. And so there was a big hit when that happened to the kingdom of darkness. This spirit wants what it thinks is its claim, which is a lie. It wants that back. So we have to recognize these things when they happen and just pray. God is so much greater, but the Lord wants us to be sober-minded and vigilant. For the enemy roams about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Sober-minded, of clear, sound mind and judgment, vigilant. I'm going to give you the official definition of vigilant. Vigilant definition. Keeping careful watch for possible danger or difficulty. So the way the scripture reads is, be sober-minded and keep careful watch for possible danger or difficulties. For the enemy roams about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. So very interesting. And I just wanted to point some of that out as we're coming to a close here. I also wanted to tell you that I have been given the honor and pleasure of being invited to go to Israel with Tom Horman, Jegzit, who Michelle Terrace heads up and Ziggy Flicker is the national spokesperson for. Tom Horman was the former director of ICE. There is Tom Trento. There is Ronnie Wexler, who has so many connections in Israel. And I have been given the honor of being invited to go with them, me and Chris. I believe it's June 8th to the 20th of 2023. There are some spots available. We have been posting it on our social media. So what we're going to do is post on our social media the flyer and the link, because there are spots available for you to sign up still. I don't know how many are available. There could be maybe 30. I'm not sure, but there are spots available. So if you're interested in going, please click on the link. You will see it on our social media. We will be posting it. This is going to be mine and Chris's first time ever going to Israel. We are looking very forward to it. The Lord is opening some amazing doors through this. And so I'm just carefully praying and continuing to pray about this. But we have agreed to go on this amazing trip with this amazing group of people to Israel. So please look for the flyer. And if you're interested in going, the information will be there. Baruch Hashem, praise be to God. We're thrilled and honored to be invited. So we want to thank everybody for extending that invitation who was involved in that. And this is gonna be an adventure for sure. That's all I will say. It's gonna be an adventure for sure. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And there she goes singing right at the end, Grace, right on time, singing right at the end. So We give all glory to God. I think that's where I'm going to end for tonight. Monday at 3 p.m., Clay Clark will be on Ark of Grace with me. I'm going to see if we're going to play What's Wrong With That. I'm not sure. I have to double check with him. But Cyrus, the new German Shepherd, coming to the sanctuary, will be in the office with me. So this is going to be your first live view of Cyrus. And also, I wanted to share with you, Cyrus is coming from a rescue, and I'm going to show you the screen here so you can go there. He's coming from a rescue called Stephanie's Shepherd's Rescue Rehab and Training. And this is their Facebook page. So you can search them on Facebook. She rescues shepherds also from high kill shelters in the South, rehabilitates them. She has given them to veterans before, disabled veterans that are in need of therapy animals or service animals. She trains them to be therapy animals, to be service animals. Some of them, she just trains, does basic training so they can be a wonderful family pet. She has rescued many. She is working with fire departments also as well on training therapy dogs up for them because firemen go through some traumatic things. So if you would like to help in what she's doing, you can go to her Facebook page. This is where Cyrus is coming from, where we are taking him in to the sanctuary from, because Cyrus needs a special home and a special place, and she can rescue another animal then if Cyrus is adopted. And if you're interested in adopting a shepherd, you can contact her also. But it's Stephanie Shepherd's Rescue Rehab and Training. All the information is on there too if you'd like to give to what she's doing. And we appreciate all the work she's putting in with Cyrus, because Cyrus is going to be trained to be a service animal. And he's also going to be trained that we can take him to hospitals. We can take him to nursing homes. He can be an ambassador for the German Shepherd breed for Ark of Grace. And he can go visit the sick and the elderly. And we can assist in that also. So I just find it so like God, like I said, to first send me a lamb born on Passover named Moses, and now to send me a German Shepherd named Cyrus. This is no accident. So basically, it's kind of amazing the way God orchestrates things when you give him total control of your life. Like, a lot of people don't want to give God total control of their life. And I don't mean total control where they don't think for themselves, but I mean, just give him the reins, because he could do the most amazing, mind-blowing things when you hand the reins over to him. So many of us think we know better than God, and we want to hold on to the reins, and we want to do what we want to do, but the best thing to do is to hand the reins over to God and let him run with our lives, because he does the most incredible things when you do that, when you finally come to the realization that God knows better than you about your life, about who you were created to be, about what you should be doing on this earth, your gifts, talents, and abilities. He knows it so much better than even you know yourself. And had I not given God the reins to my life, none of this would have happened. I was in a very sick and broken state, and the enemy was trying to prevent all of this from happening. And I gave God the reins, and I went out on the limb with him to do things he asked me to do that others found odd, like feeding ducks every day for 2 years. But you know what? You got to be taught stewardship somewhere. You got to be taught discipline somewhere. You have to be taught how to be faithful in the smaller things somewhere. So the Lord knew how much I loved animals. And when I was a little girl, about 6, 7, 8 years old, I asked the Lord for a farm. And the Lord doesn't forget what we ask him for when we're children, because he finds it just so cute, sweet, and innocent what we ask, our prayers when we're that young. And if the Lord can work it into his will for your life, he will. Well, the Lord did. He answered that prayer 33 years later, the Lord answered that prayer, but he made it to do his will. So he raised up a farm sanctuary to take in the lost and abandoned animals, neglected, orphaned, kind of like we are when we come to the Lord. The Lord finds us in our neglected, broken, orphaned state and goes, I can work with that. I can work with this person. I want to love this person. And it's a reflection of the heart of God, Ark of Grace. And all of these animals come in that would never be friends, that would never be around each other. And they all come under the same covering, the same tabah, the same ark. And they are cared for and nurtured. And then they are utilized as tools for Almighty God in his mission and in his kingdom. These animals are tools. These animals soften people's hearts to want to listen to the word of the Lord. These animals are commissioned by God to do his work. And most of them are unwanted, abandoned, orphaned, disabled, needy, need a special home. Like this is how we get them. And this is how God gets us in that state. And then he's got to put an awful lot of work. Think about the work and the time and the resources God has to put into raising us up. I think about that all the time and the effort and the care and the resources and the love and the everything God had to put in to raise me up to do what I do. And now he has me do that with the animals to make me very aware of the fact how much he puts into us and how much he pours into us. And when people abuse that, how it breaks his heart. They use it and they abuse it, or they do things they shouldn't do, or they go out with maybe doctrines or superficial stuff they shouldn't even be feeding people. And it breaks his heart because he puts so much care and effort. And so we do that with the animals. We have to put a lot of care and resources and effort because a lot of them don't come in good shape. A lot of them come with a lot of issues. And we then have to mitigate those issues, help them, get them healthy, get them on the right food, train them, teach them, because a lot of them come in with bad habits, just like us. We come to God with so many bad habits. He must go for his throne. I'm not kidding you. He must sit on his throne and go, oy vey, I got to deal with this now. Like, I'm thinking that's what he thinks sometimes when we come with all of these bad habits and things ingrained in us and things from our family lines and what we learned along the way. And he goes, oy vey, this is going to take work. But he does it anyway. He's a Jewish God, so he says oy vey. So he does it anyway, though. But you have to be willing to hand the reins over completely to him. Many people don't want to do that. And many people get nice and cozy in their pit and don't want to come out of it. I was desperate to get out of the pit. I was clawing my way out of the pit. I was willing to do whatever the Lord wanted me to do, even feeding ducks every day, to get out of the pit. I didn't want to be there. I didn't like it there. I knew that's not what I was called to be. And I knew that I could be better utilized by God. And he had to deal with all my issues and all my brokenness from things that went on in my family. And, you know, everything I was taught that I shouldn't have been taught. And he had to work on that. And he had to deal with it. And he had to rework it and remold it and put me on the potter's wheel and do that. And he's doing the same thing with Chris. Chris is going through the process I went through years ago, so I know what it's like. So I can have a lot of empathy for him in that, and I can be there to support him in that. So don't be afraid to hand over the reins to God of your life, really. To really give it over, because you don't want to lose what you have built. I'm going to tell you something. The anointing of God, what you were created to be, may cost you everything. But God will give you back so much more than you had to give up. You will get back so much more. You'll go, why didn't I do this sooner? So that's encouragement for you today as we close. That is encouragement for you today. Because I think some of you have been teetering and you just need to hand the reins over. You just need to hand the reins over. You need to surrender your life to Jesus Christ fully. The word of God says, if you believe on the name of Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. If you call on his name, you shall be saved. We are sinners, and you need to acknowledge that the Lord sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Otherwise, we would have had eternal separation from God. And just ask him to come into your heart and life and be your Lord and Savior. And from this day forward, surrender to him so you can be a new creation in Christ. If you do that, let us know. Email us at hello at arcofgrace-ministries.com. Email us so we know, so we can send you a Bible and some resources. If you need to recommit, recommit your life now. Now is the time to do it. Do it before this appointed time. It is fast approaching. And so just surrender to the Lord. Hand him the reins. Don't fight it anymore. He knows better. He loves you, and he wants to put you through the process that brings and births forth the promise so you can do the commission that he has given you to do. So just remember that as we close. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, this is where I'm going to end. God bless everyone. We're going to see you Monday at 3 p.m. with Clay Clark and Cyrus. And we'll see if we have any other guests coming on with Clay Clark as well. And then next Thursday, we have Grace Out Loud, episode 9 with Marty Grisham. So thank you all for watching. Have a wonderful weekend. We love you. God bless you. Armor up, according to Ephesians 6. Keep the faith. And we'll see you Monday. And I'm just going to, as always, we're going to play what we play at the end. So have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
Hello, everyone. This is Amanda Grace, and I wanted to tell you, if you are interested in where you should invest, financial matters, if precious metals, if gold and silver is something that you should invest in or should be a part of your portfolio, please go to bh-pm.com. That is bh-pm.com. Beverly Hills Precious Metals, Andrew Sorcini, who has been on Ark of Grace before, he loves to answer our viewers' questions, is more than happy to guide you and to answer your questions and to help you in those financial matters. So please go to bh-pm.com today. Thank you, everyone. God bless. You want to support an amazing patriot that's doing so much for our country and be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. They are so much more than just pillows. They have amazing bathrobes, they have sheets, they have slippers, they of course have pillows, and they even have dog beds. And I will tell you a fun fact. Noble, our pig at the animal sanctuary that many of you know and love, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you'd like to be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARK. God bless everyone. If you are looking for an excellent doctor, if you are looking to get healthier, if you are looking for guidance, go to Sherwood.tv/AmandaGrace. Dr. Mark Sherwood and his lovely wife, Dr. Michelle, have the Functional Medical Institute in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Both myself and my husband, Chris, and let me tell you, God bless Dr. Sherwood, because Chris was a tough nut to crack on this. But Chris is finally on board, and we are both patients of his. I have to tell you, they have helped us tremendously. They also have an amazing line of products that are excellent for your health and can help you get your health back on track. So if you would like to make an appointment with them, or you want to go see what they are all about, what products they have, you can go to Sherwood.tv/AmandaGrace. If you would like to grow your own food with what we see going on right now in the world, with not only food supplies, but what they are doing to our food, you can go to AmandaGraceGrows.com. These are amazing hydroponic growers. In fact, we have one in our parrot room, and this is an indoor one we have where you can grow food all year round, actually, vegetables all year round. And we are doing that actually for our birds and our animals at our sanctuary. They also have outdoor ones. They actually yield 30% more and grow the vegetables 3 times faster. So if you would like to learn more, go to AmandaGraceGrows.com. God bless. And I have to tell you something, they work. It is an alternative to big pharma based on quantum physics. Over 40 scripture verses written into these patches for everything from blood sugar, anxiety, pain, neuropathy, to immune system boost, dog pain. They are very sincere about having alternatives to big pharma.
We are a big advocate of natural solutions to help with pain and blood sugar and a host of other issues.
I tried the pain patches, and I gave them to my VP of operations also, Ronnie, and she said they worked as well. She was quite shocked, actually, but she said they worked, and they worked when I used them.
When you connect it to your body, the skin patch changes your brainwaves.
Sugar, this one is neuropathy. I actually have it on, and we use this on Toby, actually, because Toby's about 8 years old. And from being paralyzed years ago and the Lord miraculously healing him, he has a little leftover with his joints and his hips. So we actually give him the doggy pain patches.
What was he doing? He was running?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I plucked him out and wow, he's boom. And he got power. I said, no way. And I don't know. I said, Amanda, what
did you do to him?
So it's good.
Hello, everyone. It's Amanda Grace. I'm coming to you today to talk to you about Reawaken America. I have been humbled and honored to be a part of Reawaken America since April 2021, when the first one was had at Rema Bible College in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I have to say, I have watched so many amazing moments happen for the glory of God at Reawaken America, and seeds get planted in the lives of those that are still seeking the Lord. We have seen many people get set free, healed, delivered. We love to pray over people at Reawaken America. I have prayed with so many amazing people, which include Marty Grisham from Loud Mouth Prayer, Pastor Todd Coconato, who also deals in deliverance as well. And it has been an honor and a privilege to pray for so many people, to be able to minister to them, for my husband Chris to be able to minister as well, and for Clay and General Flynn to allow me to even speak there, to even speak and speak what the Lord has to say. People need the word of the Lord in this hour. That is what they need. And so Reawaken America has been a chance for people to come and not only hear the word of the Lord and hear biblical teaching and be prayed for, but also to get necessary information they need, because the word of God says it is the knowledge of the truth that will set you free. And so it's been an incredible experience for us. We hope to see you at upcoming events that are coming up this year. And we are excited to see you there. God bless everyone. This is